welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westerville. Hey, we've been continuing our series called I Am, where we're talking about how God reveals himself to us through his son, Jesus, in the Gospel of John. And this week, we looked at John chapter 15, the famous passage where Jesus says that I am the true vine and you are the branches, and without me, you can do nothing. It's an interesting statement, and it comes at the time when, you know, Jesus was in the upper room with the guys, and he was, you know, leaving with them, and he's probably heading towards the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was talking to them. And maybe that's why he talked about the vine. But the passage that's interesting, or what is interesting about it, rather, is that the vine is referred to in the Old Testament several times as being Israel. In Psalm 80, it talks about that quite a bit, that God brought the vine up out of Egypt, and now it's thriving and growing everywhere it goes. But most of the times it talks about the vine, it talks about it really in negative terms. So in that culture, if you were, you know, born Jewish, you would have grown up believing you're connected to God because you're part of the vine. And what Jesus is saying here is that, no, I'm the true vine. You know, in the chapter previous, he said that I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And so what Jesus is saying here is that, look, I am the true vine. I am the connection to the Father. You need to come through me. And when he's saying that, you know, that his Father is the gardener in the passage, it goes on to say that, you know, we are the branches, and then the Father is the gardener, and he prunes every branch that doesn't bear fruit, but he prunes them so that they will, you know, produce more fruit. And that's the interesting thing, that for some reason, God does prune us. He allows suffering. He allows hard times. He allows difficulty in our life for the purpose of producing fruit. Now, in the New Testament, fruit is referred to in Galatians 5 as, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are things that happen supernaturally by being connected to God. That the fruit of the Spirit means that the Spirit inside you, as you are connected to God, that will come through your life. You know, you never see a healthy branch that's apart from the tree. You know, you never see an apple growing on a dead apple tree or an apple limb, you know, that's on the ground. There has to be a connection. And I think what Jesus is referring to here is that we need to stay connected to him. It talks on in the passage about what it means to abide, which is the key. It means to dwell with, that, you know, the word of God in you, as it dwells in you richly, it starts to well up in your soul and change your life. But then later in the passage, it talks about that he wants all of these things so that we would prove to be his disciples, and that his joy would be in us and his joy would be made complete. You know, a lot of times I think, you know, when you look at a passage like this, you think, man, I'm not producing any fruit. You know, I'm not this, or, you know, we look at other people and we compare ourselves to the fruit we see in their lives. And we instantly look at ourselves with criticism, thinking, I'm not doing it right. I should be better. But there's a reality here. God doesn't want something from you as much as he wants something for you. He wants his joy in you to be made complete. And that abiding process is the simple process of dwelling in relationship with God through his son, Jesus. And I just want to challenge you this week to look over at your life and think, you know, where are you taking the time to spend with the Lord? When do you read his word? When do you find yourself praying? Because those things are really vital in any relationship. It's about communication. You know, when you read his word and you actually apply it, God meets you there. When he asks you to step out in faith and you do that, he meets you there. In all these things, he wants you to abide with him so that this fruit of the Spirit would supernaturally work through your life in a way that people would start to see you as a disciple of Christ. And they'll know that you've been with him while you've been abiding. So I just want to challenge you right now to think about what it might look like for you to take more time to abide this week. So just talk to him and say, God, show me how to abide in you. Show me how to hear from you. Show me how to rest in you. Well, I hope that this has been a good moment of abiding with you today. And I just want to encourage you in that. Have a great week. Take care.